Ramble.
Well, everyone, I think it's time that I start the episode.
Is it snowing over there in your little corner?
It is snowing, and I'm wearing a coat.
You are bundled.
But today is not all sunshine and roses.
Is it not?
Unfortunately, something has been stolen from me.
Why? I don't like what's happening here for a couple reasons. One, Caitlin's in here filming us giggling.
And it almost looks like she's rolling on two phones.
She's holding a second phone.
I started as if I was going to do an intro, and then Miles said, no, we've pre-planned
Well, no, it's just you know, a regular intro. Then that would make this a regular episode.
So something's been stolen from you. Is that the way, like how you stole the award from us when you left?
I don't want to comment.
This is totally different. This is way more...
This is totally different and way more sinister. Way more sinister.
Did we steal something from you?
Keith, I wouldn't even go so far as to say we. And I know that you don't like pranks, so I'm not going to belabor the point, but it was you.
Me?
Oh, shut the fuck up. And oh my God, I'm innocent. Oh,
I want to start by saying, before we even get into it, I forgive everyone involved.
Really?
What if I'm not sorry? What did I do?
Well, you don't have to be sorry for me to forgive you.
I think I do.
This is so huge, guys. I was absolutely convinced I was on the hot seat, and now I have no problem with this segment whatsoever. Keith, you're about to get roasted, my dude.
Keith, I want to actually say that I think it wasn't just you that stole something from me. It was like thousands of people that robbed me of something that I thought that I was going to have today.
Do you have any guesses before you know what it is?
I think you can figure it out.
Are there snacks in the fridge in the cabinet that he thought he would get?
Oh,
so this morning
this morning
I woke up hungry, but I thought I know I have a special little something for me.
You haven't eaten since last night.
I haven't eaten since last night.
Why?
Because
if
I forgot.
This is what I fucking think.
It's 2 o'clock.
I mean, well, actually, that's not true. You know what I did have?
Bagel.
A little bit of granola.
I know what this is, and I'm so mad.
So I basically thought.
Oh, I know what it is now.
I thought I'd be coming. I was like, you know what? I have the most delicious lunch waiting for me at the Try Guys office.
Fig and prosciutto sandwich that you ordered for lunch yesterday despite not being here for lunch.
Well, to be fair, first of all, I was honored to be nominated for the lunch decks because we did a podcast at 9 a.m. So it really made no sense for me to have ordered lunch.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard it wasn't coming till 1.
Right.
And I was here lunch and I was kind of like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be staying till 1. But luckily, I knew that today we'd be recording. So I thought, let's wrap that puppy up.
And it's 1:48. Which
1:48,
is...
which means that I'm really hungry for lunch. So, Keith, and I want to say you were sort of held at gunpoint by the chat.
Yeah.
From the live stream last night.
Yeah.
Who encouraged you to put chips on a sandwich. This was voyeurism.
It was on the belt. I had no choice.
That's where it really gets complicated. You didn't put it on the belt.
Right.
And you have to eat everything on the belt.
Yeah.
So, and Caitlin, you were there?
In fact, I can only have things on the belt. I tried to keep water by myself, and Desiree took it away from me and said, I will send you water.
No way.
She says, you only get things from the belt, remember? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
That is unbelievable.
And then she barely sent any water down the line. I had a crazy headache last night from way too much sodium and not enough water. Because if you watch that stream back, I got watered twice.
All you had was chips.
A cup of water.
It's horrible.
So just to catch the audience up, Keith did a live stream called The Belt. It's a conveyor belt of food that comes.
Yeah.
If I'm gathering this correctly, the chat dared him? Voted?
The chat just said one of the best ways to enjoy Doritos is on a sandwich. And I made a comment. It's like, oh, that's cool. We don't have any sandwiches, so we're not going to do that.
But someone said, Eureka, we do.
And who was that?
And who was that person? Because that's really the j'accuse. And I'd like to put forward, because Caitlin
I noticed you stopped
now
filming.
Now Caitlin has stopped in on the podcast here.
It's Caitlin herself?
Because I have some questions for Caitlin. Because Caitlin says she was there. She was like, I remember that happened.
It was not me.
I know who it was, but I don't want to out
Leslie,
her.
Probably, right?
It
yeah, because she knows everything in this office.
That's why she apologized to you, I would like to say. She did apologize.
Okay. And before we throw her under the bus, I do want to go ahead and say on the record, for the record,
yeah, for the company,
that when that sandwich went into the fridge, I turned to someone, I forget who, and I said, that's a little bonus lunch for someone.
No way! So it was a coos! So it was Zach the whole time!
You're
so guilty! Coos.
You were just as guilty as anyone!
And we thought he was getting out scot-free!
I'm the victim here!
This is unbelievable! Zach got a free little bonus lunch for someone!
I thought about eating it myself!
No way.
You could never.
You couldn't even handle that type of ham.
Club can't even handle me right now.
It was a good sandwich. Let me just say that... Because it was a baguette in the fridge, I was like, this is not going to be good. It's going to be dry and chewy. It actually held up really deliciously and was bettered with the Doritos. It was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't even finish it, though. I took two bites, and then I went in the garbage.
You would have loved
it. Is it still there? I eat a guy who gets sick.
So you now, you haven't had lunch.
Well, I haven't had lunch. I had a handful of eggs scrambled.
Okay.
I had a handful
you
of
You started this podcast saying, I've had nothing today. Then you were like, well, I had a granola bar. And now you've had eggs.
I had a handful of scrambies at 6:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I had a granola bar with chocolate, which I like that we've started doing that. Just as a culture. We're like, hey, this is a healthy thing. Let's smother this in chocolate.
Maybe peanut butter or chocolate?
Yes.
Maybe a little drizzle of sugar.
Yeah. It was really nice to have. So I had that. But it's really not that much fuel for a big boat like me.
That's true.
Vroom, vroom. Should we go plog our way to the kitchen and get you a little snack?
Well, luckily I ordered food that's going to be here halfway through the episode.
And did you order and whose card did you use?
I paid for it out of pocket. I paid for it out of pocket.
Miles, 4 miles.
Because it was for the miles. It was for the company on the company of my own company.
I paid for it myself, but I will be putting in a reimbursement.
I'm going to be a fat reimbursement.
Plus interest.
Yeah, plus interest of the loan that the company has given me.
I realize that my way to do a Miles impression is just pretend you're a king who's drunk on mead.
It's not far off, actually.
Yeah. I just sort of mispronounce every third to fifth word.
That's also really apt.
This is magnificent. I'll have another.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's not bad. Was that me?
I think you could be a king for sure.
Thanks,
that could
king.
Be a prince.
Thanks, queen.
you think I'm only capable of...
You're definitely prince vibes. And that's generous.
By the way, I was going to say, and that's generous.
What? And then, Heath you can be the spirit from up above.
God. Oh. Fuck yeah.
Heath's
Thank
dead.
You, Rainey. Thank you, Rainey. I'm either dead or I'm God.
I feel like Heath would be also good, like, master of coin.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, Heath knows
there's
all
like
the
a,
secrets.
Just a guy who does, it's in Game of Thrones, there's like
the
a guy who does the finances.
You want me to be the treasurer?
The king's like, where's the money in the city? And he's like,
let me like be the fourth highest position in 4-H Club? The treasurer?
More master of coin, though,
master
I would
coin.
Say.
Master
and
of
you
coin.
Have a bunch of like, you have little birds everywhere who whisper secrets into your ear.
Yeah, your little birds.
Did you guys have a treasurer in your like high school officers?
And I assume we did.
And did this treasurer of the sophomore class actually count the money?
No way.
Really? Like, where were they allocate funds? How were they allocating funds? What funds were they allocating?
There's no way that, like, I would love, by the way, to hear about a treasure, like a corrupt student council. Oh, yeah. That is so fun to me.
Kayla, do you have a story of a corrupt student
corrupt?
Council?
Corrupt?
I was the treasurer.
No! And you were corrupt! Jacques!
I was the treasurer of my high school's, class of 2017.
What'd you
club.
Do?
Well, basically, I was treasurer for half a year, and then the money gave me a lot of anxiety because it was just like this metal box of money.
Literally, the whole job.
It was like a vault.
It was literally like just like a metal box.
I can picture it. It's like a lunchbox with a lock key on it.
And so they would make us count whenever we would do fundraisers and stuff. I'm bad at counting.
Yeah.
So then I
created. How were you elected?
It's like saying you're head chef, but you don't have a palate.
I ran for president,
I don't really eat.
And I didn't win. So then they were like, well, you can still be a part. So they gave me treasure because nobody wanted to do that.
It was a pity assignment?
It was a pity assignment. And then I said, well, what if I tell you this? What if I make my own position? And then I became the social media person of the class of 2017, and the rest is history.
That is really interesting. That you say this, I'm remembering I used to work for a school store in middle school, and there was all types of corruption going on.
Oh, yeah.
There was all
say
types
more,
of...
Say more.
Oh, we'd freeze the Reese's.
That's corrupt.
And then we'd skim a little off the top. And have
you'd like
Reese's.
Actually like scrape some of the chocolate off of the toast.
That would be disgusting. No, we'd put them in the freezer. And then I just remember a lot being like, well, if you work at a shift, you don't have to pay for the Reese's.
That makes sense to me.
Well, you're taking the Reese's for to go.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, where did you work?
A school store.
Oh.
You ever have school stores?
No. Definitely
yeah,
not.
Maybe it was just
there
a my
small.
School thing.
We had a school store
in college.
Yeah,
in were high school there was a snack cabinet store.
It was
thing.
Like sold Reese's, and then like you got paid a dollar or something. Like
you got paid. In Reese's.
We had a vending machine. Damn machines taking over all them derps.
We had those too.
we had that. We had a vending machine of just Hot Cheetos.
I'm
just
only because
what
that
are
was,
you talking about?
That was what everybody wanted, and so they're like, "We'll just."
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hey, Hot Cheetos and Takis.
It was only hot. Like, how many rows are we talking
It was
here?
A full vending machine.
Full to scale, normal-ass vending machine. We're talking, what, probably 4 or 5 across, maybe 6 down. That's like 30 things of Cheetos.
That's really good math.
What's his voice going in? Why do you keep doing Matthew McConaughey impressions on the pod lately?
4 or 5 across, 26 down. You know, I was in Interstellar.
Sometimes.
It's titular role.
You
go
to get the Cheetos, but the Cheeto gets you back.
I worked at the Colorado State Treasurer's Department.
What does that mean?
You're a treasurer too? But you're a Colorado State Treasurer?
You hear that, Colorado? This is your representative.
You worked. Okay, tell us about the corruption there.
Actually, I didn't see any.
Rainey subpoenaed.
Wait, what do you mean though? What did you do at the state treasury? What?
Okay, first of all, was the most darling little department. Worked at the state capitol, which was really cool.
We had bags of pennies. Anyone could take as many pennies as they like.
As many as they need.
This? A whole vending machine of Cheetos.
They did have a vault that you had to unlock, and it had all of the missing
secrets.
Things. It had lots of diamonds. Lots of jewelry.
What?
It was called
the Vault of Diamonds?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was amazing.
Pause the story.
Should we rob Colorado?
As a state?
Cut the
You're
cameras.
Telling me that Colorado has a vault.
Yeah.
And inside the vault is diamonds?
Yeah.
That's
lost
crazy.
Lost diamonds, you said? They were lost?
Yeah, so it's like the uncollected, like...
Lost and found.
And
it's just like a big
called?
Lost and found vault of diamonds.
Yeah, it really was. So like, and there was like Tupperwares, and in the Tupperwares there's like jewelry. It was like were trying to figure out whose it was. And actually, if you're in Colorado, you can type in your name into like whatever this system is called. And like my sister had $10 in there.
Wait,
how do they know?
My sister had.
Oh, Sarah, you dropped a $10 bill. It's waiting for you down at the state.
Well, it was,
she wrote her name on all her $10 bills.
It was somehow like, okay, if you buy a Starbucks gift card and never spend it, technically it's somehow yours or something like that.
Okay, so like I have like when I was a kid, I did like a few acting things, right? So I have like a Coogan account and I have like, I don't know, like such a low amount of unclaimed money that it's never bought. I've just been like, I'm not going to fill out this fucking paperwork. But like, now and then someone reaches out and is like, hey, we can help you get your money. And I'm like, I know it's there. I'll do it next week. And then I forget. And now here I am.
Not relatable at all.
Yeah, sorry. Zach's leaving $200,000 in a dummy account.
It's literally like $250. I'm like,
$250,000.
What were you in? SNL, obviously.
Yeah, I did. I did some commercial stuff. The coolest one is I was in this like really big ad for the channel FX. It was they were like doing a whole channel rebrand, and this was gonna be like this was
when they stopped doing like Son of the Beach and the stuff that was unbelievably crass and like perverted, and started making like dramatic television shows.
It was it was their drama, their shift to drama, and the ad campaign was called Lean Forward, and so it was this like normal looking family, and then we're in a car, and then like everyone's secrets come out over the course of 30 seconds, and it's like really dark and like but funny. Whoa. And then the ad is FX Lean Forward, but then I think The Shield came out and something else, and the network exploded, and they're like, oh, just kidding, we don't need these ads anymore.
And they didn't air them,
and they never ran it. But it was like weird. That was the biggest thing by far I was in. Otherwise I booked really almost nothing. My first ever audition, I got sent out, and I had, it was like maybe a Comcast commercial, and Rob Hubel, who was he's a great comedian. Yeah. He was in Human Giant.
Yeah.
And I was a fan of their sketches. I was like, holy shit. And I was asked to do improv with him in a commercial. And I was like 12 years old. I was 13. And I panicked and floundered and definitely kept him from getting that job. I'm so sorry, Rob.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I tried to find your ad spot. I found a different Lean Forward ad spot, but you weren't in it.
No, right. I have it on a DVD somewhere in my mom's closet.
So you were an aspiring actor?
Yeah.
As a kid, you were like, I'm going to be a star.
Still are.
Still looking for that.
I've got to get this guy on the silver screen.
And I want to hear more about the diamonds, enough about me.
I am curious about the diamonds as well.
Yeah.
Did you ever scoop any in your hand just to feel them?
Were they big? They showed me. No, they weren't that big.
They're probably diamonds that fall out of rings.
They were like, it was like jewelry. But I think that there's one.
I'm picturing some Scrooge McDuck shit.
I'm fully picturing like a pirate's dream.
Yeah, very tall ceilings.
Tall ceilings and like gold necklaces and piles of jewels and bags.
Yeah, what a funny thing for the treasurer's office to have.
I think it was like a
lots
history.
Of diamonds and
Is it because of like it's tied to the dollar? It's like how the dollar has like, it's like, how much is a dollar worth?
Yeah.
Diamonds.
Like, or like they, because it used to be that every dollar was accounted to an amount of resource.
Of gold.
Of gold, yeah. To be exact. And then it stopped being that.
It still is. It's just that the value of it goes down. That's how like the value of the dollar
goes down.
What's so cool about gold anyway? Can't do nothing with
it. We just picked it.
Can't do nothing with gold. You can't eat it.
It was pretty.
Well, you can't eat it.
Actually, you can't eat it.
It was pretty.
Didn't eat a lot of it. It's kind of pretty. It's decorative. I was, and then something you shouldn't think about too much because it gets very scary is like, money's just digital credits.
No, wait, money is not.
Like you get a printed check with a number on it. You take that to a box and it says, cool, you have that number now.
No, it's nothing.
But
it's crazy.
If you wanted to get all that money out of the bank, you couldn't.
No.
They'd say, no, I don't have it.
They don't have the money for
they
you.
They don't have that.
They don't have that for you.
You know what's crazy is that if there were like a blip tomorrow.
It'd be bad.
I have no personal records of my money. I'm just trusting these banks.
There's no, wait, what do you mean?
I just have digital records. Yeah, I don't right? keep.
Oh, you don't have physical.
My power went out today, by the way. And for a split second, I thought.
Kind of tough day for Miles.
This is it. Yeah. I know, tough day for Miles. Can you imagine my power
You're
goes
starving.
Out? And I think, later today, I'm going to have a fig sandwich or whatever the fuck.
I don't need to worry about microwaving myself lunch. I don't need power right now.
I don't need power. No, I think about that all the time, Zach. We live in a freaking domino house of dominoes.
We live in a society.
Did you see the movie that was like basically the internet and all the communication was shut down? I think it was a Netflix movie.
Yeah, I saw it.
Movie.
And I
didn't watch it. You watched it.
Yeah, I watched it. I thought it was like... It was like, I guess this is a cool idea or whatever, but you guys probably should put more work into it. It was like, yeah, this is like a cool, like, well, like, what out? Like, what's it was the commentary about?
Yeah, it was a good premise.
Yeah.
It was a great made-for-TV movie, right?
Yes, right.
It would have been really disappointing to pay money to see it.
Yeah.
But for free, it was a great Thursday night option.
It was Netflix, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
A couple months ago.
Oh, ago. I was picturing you as a kid.
Wasn't it Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name, apparently. You didn't want to say it.
Well, because I felt, felt beneath her.
I'm sure they got good
I just
paychecks.
Saw the clip of a bunch of Teslas crashing, and I was
that
like,
was
oh,
cool.
Funny.
That was honestly one of the best things.
There's a bunch of really cool like action set pieces, which made no sense in the rest of the movie.
When they're like driving out of the way the wrong way on a road, I'm like, just get off the road, people.
Well, they couldn't. Not fast enough.
By the way, speaking of, short little tangent into TV, Tori. Sorry, guilty pleasure. But True Detective with Jodie Foss.
I watched the first ep last night. I am on
Is
the
it
board.
Good?
I'm in. Okay. I love it.
How many in are you?
I'm all caught up.
Hell yeah.
I love a mystery and a fun murder. And
spooky.
And the setting is actually in, there's these towns in Alaska that
way up north
experience 30 days of night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so the,
do you call them days?
Yes.
Weird.
But also there's another movie called 30 Days of Night that's a vampire movie.
Don't be confused.
Don't be confused. But it's about similar towns. But basically the whole show takes place at night because
it's nighttime.
Night and day. And it makes it has for a really cool vibe because like sometimes they're making like breakfast, but everything is dark. It's really cool.
I think
like,
it would go crazy.
Don't they also have several days of it's all bright? at the other time of the year.
Yeah, it's like then it's like then I think after the 30 days it's like two full days of daylight and
that'll
then
be season two.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah, so I just,
weird.
I'm so happy anytime HBO is like, hey, you want another new spooky murder show? And I'm like, yeah, I do.
I love a mystery.
I love a mystery. There's dead people, but they've got a spooky little symbol on their head. What's that about?
Ooh. True Detective is the one with Matthew McConaughey in the first season, right?
It was.
Yeah, it's good. Woody Harrelson.
Time is a flat circle.
If we were going to rob the diamond treasury,
hypothetically,
what would be our best way?
Oh, we got to get
What are some
the
of
inside.
The secret entrances that you can tell us about?
Well, it's in the office. So it's essentially like a Parks and Rec style office in the Capitol. Mm. And then you go into the back and it's like literally picture a vault like with the this. That's what it is. Very challenging to get
in. Very stuck on the idea of Rainey as Leslie Knope in Another Life and it it's kind of fitting a little
It is
too...
sort of like, yeah, like maybe we dreamed this and that Rainey is Leslie
is
Knope.
That?
Wow.
Yeah. Or we stole you from your true path.
I mean, I was living my best life over there.
Yeah. How was the bureaucracy? Was it full of potholes?
You know what? It actually, just in that department, and I was only there for 15 hours a week for 3 months.
Yeah.
But I did not see any bureaucracy. Everybody was very respectful.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Honestly, everybody was very kind to me. They were very cute. And actually, I can't believe we're talking about this, because in the next episode, the treasure is a part of my PowerPoint.
We're not doing that this week.
No, we're going to do that next week.
Oh, wow.
This is becoming like a serialized TV show where you need to watch every episode because it all links together.
Next week, I eat Keith's lunch.
Yeah.
we're going to make people wait for that PowerPoint one more week. Wow.
Well, I like it. It builds anticipation. It builds horny. It's like edging, Zach. You've edged.
We love it.
Zach does this all the time. He always texting me.
Yep. Edging. I like to text Miles and say, I have a thing, but I'm not ready for it yet. I'm edging, bro.
Almost there.
just almost there texts. And then instead of sending an update, he just puts the thumbs up emoji on the almost there text.
It's disgusting. I asked for how we were going to break in. to Colorado. I'm trying to have us figure out a heist.
Well, yeah, by the way, Keith, speaking of edging, do I have a little treat for us?
Whoa, here we go.
Oh, yeah, this is the long edging game.
I'm very concerned.
It's really good.
Is this really good?
Long edging game?
Way. I'm so excited.
I'll be right back.
Zach's leaving the room? Wow. Yeah. New dynamic emerging. Okay, so I'm the new Zach. Keith's the new Rainey.
Oh, he's already back.
Okay, we didn't have to.
He's got a shirt with an erection under it.
He's got a shirt with something funny under it. It's one of Zach's classic like weed smoking college shirts.
No way. Do I know what this is?
I think you do.
I do. Holy shit, this is huge. This is freaking huge. If that's what I'm thinking, this is the biggest episode we've had all year.
Miles. I want you to dig deep, and I want you to think, what has been the greatest unfulfilled promise of this show?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I don't even know. Eugene's saying on episode one he was going to say who was the top and who was the bottom.
Yeah, which, by the way, I'll text you.
We covered that.
Yeah, what with the greatest unfulfilled promise of the show?
Of somewhat recent history.
Of recent history?
Maybe several months ago.
Okay, so
I don't know what Zach is stroking.
Don't rub it like that.
Zach is really stroking the tip of something.
Oh, now, awful.
Where it is on your lap is not good for this.
Weeks ago, we teased. I mean, months ago, almost a year, forever
not
ago,
a year, but
months ago,
many months.
We teased the greatest reveal in tripod history.
What?
Is then, our company ready for this reveal that you're about to expose?
I'm excited.
Well, Rainey, not everyone can take a picture of me rubbing this knob on my lap.
It really looks like you're just rubbing your and you have a giant.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
I don't like the use of.
Sorry. I should have said it.
It was a fun.
Rainey, can you bleep it?
It was a fun, innocent bit until it wasn't.
Your pickle.
Let's get back to the edging.
Okay, here we go. The way that you're sitting.
And his toes are like pointed in too. There's something about it. It's
like
a nervous young boy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
This was stolen from us.
Yeah.
Put into storage. Gone missing.
Hey, is the delivery
Yeah, I'll be right out.
Wow, I can't believe there's more suspense.
All right, thanks. Sorry, my beef masubi is here.
Go get it.
Okay, well, should I wait? You'll keep edging
go ahead.
All right.
The audience knows what it is, and they're fucking freaking out.
Close the door, please. Audience, we have
they
the
know
one,
what it
the
is.
Only, the motherfucking Goose Boyfriend. And now I'm going to hide it again.
They knew what it was. They knew.
Guys, and I found it. It was in fucking, the other day I just randomly pick up the bin as if like the Jumanji drums were beckoning me. And I lifted the cover and I said, je gasp.
Is this what you did like the other day when you were looking at the bin in our office?
Yeah.
I saw you sort of see something and then you went, he looked like he had seen a ghost for a moment and then he played it off like he actually did see anything. And I was like, okay, that was strange. That was strange, whatever Zach just did.
You have no guess?
Huge. What the fuck could this be?
Now, Miles, I want you
have
to.
Have I seen this thing before?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't. Okay, yeah, we're going to play What's in the Shirt.
Is it Ronald?
Miles, until you guess, you're not allowed to see. Ronald. The audience
knows.
That's
a good one. That's great.
Okay, but is this something we've mentioned on the podcast before?
Oh, it's sort of been on the podcast before.
That's a beef masubi.
This is a regular masubi, and then I also is a place I don't know if I'm going to get food poisoning from or not.
Where did you get that from?
I love masubis.
It was called Daiko. It was like some place that had a bunch of stars on DoorDash.
So then why do you think it would give you food poisoning?
Well, I don't know. I just have never had it before.
Is that American kind of cheese or assumption? Egg?
It's egg.
I love a masubi.
It's a crazy order. I love this order for a podcast for Thursday at 1:30 podcast.
You gonna share
delicious.
With the class?
No. But and I have a beef and a tuna one in there as well.
Oh, I got tuna. Beef with you if you don't.
I got fish to go.
Let me see the tuna.
Okay, well, I want to know what this is first.
Well, maybe if you put the tuna in my mouth.
Okay. When you're holding that thing, don't tell me to put my tuna in your mouth. Okay? And this is the last time I want to have to tell you this. The fuck is that?
Miles, until you...
No way!
You can
ask
me questions.
Give me a better hint.
What, there's no hint.
Is this going to be the title of the episode?
Ma'am, it could
it's
be...
It's almost as foul as the idea of getting a tuna masubi.
It's foul?
I see what you're doing, and I don't like it.
It's a bird. It's Jay the Bird.
No. Closer,
what?
Closer.
Stop,
it's
stop
what?
It, guys.
Oh.
Jay the Bird is not how we play this game.
Why was Jay the Bird?
Why he was just bullshit to us before. You're leading him to
but
water.
That took so long.
He said foul. It's a bird thing?
I don't know.
Why would you think that?
It's a bird. It's a wing.
Put your tuna in my mouth.
This is not tuna. This is Spam.
I know. I put the tuna one in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Okay, hang on. Let me put my tuna in your mouth. Lead a horse to water, baby, because I will drink.
I just led you there, man.
By foul?
Okay, yes. I'll give you a big
clue. Ask other questions.
No! Okay. No
Rainy?
Big clues.
Rainy? No more clues. Never mind.
Wait, at least you got it.
What is a bird thing?
I gave you a really
chicken.
Fucking great clue.
Chicken.
It's not a chicken.
I gave you really, hold on.
Give
I gave you a really fucking
what is
great
it?
Clue. You already know what the clue was. I need you at least to work on that clue for a
questions.
Few minutes before
okay.
you get
okay,
another
okay.
one.
So it's something that's foul is what you said.
Yeah.
Ask us questions.
Is it a statue?
It's statuesque.
Yeah. Is it a dildo?
No.
No, but you could try.
Is it an award?
I would be honored to receive it, but no, it's not typically an award.
Is it like a Zach has the greatest bleep that Rainy of all time award?
By the way, I'll tell you what it. Oh no, this is a clue. Never mind.
No, it's not.
It's
a Zach
not a
has the greatest of all time award.
But thank you.
What the fuck could it be? It's something I've seen before.
And it is.
You've seen it before.
The word foul. You understood correctly.
Bird.
Yeah.
What
bird
birds
related.
Have been in the podcast?
Rainy,
just list Rainy, them out.
You are
oh
on a,
my God.
You're on a fucking, you're on thin ice over there, man.
It's the one when Rainy did the impression of the birds.
What?
What? What do you mean?
Hello,
that's not
Steve.
A thing.
You remember that?
Or but there's no physical
hello,
thing with that.
Steve.
When he was like, and my birds outside my window are like, hello, Steve.
This is a real,
and this is what's under Zach's shirt.
This my episode is a bird, Steve.
I'm a bird.
This episode is for the tripod heads. This is for the deep fans.
Wait, is this for the we did try not to kiss challenge birds? We rank the sexiest birds.
Oh, we
do. I do remember that. You're right. We've done a lot of birds.
We've done like two fucking
what?
Episodes.
Miles, I'm sorry. Did you and I do a try not to kiss challenge? Because that's not ringing a bell.
It was after hours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? Okay. Fucking.
And by the way,
recent episode, birds. The fuck are we doing with birds?
It was in, I want to say, the last 6 months. It could have been eight.
And
people have been craving it. They've been like, what happened to this?
People have been,
my God. Okay. This is the bird toy that we got. That was like Pete the boyfriend bird or whatever. Fucking boyfriend
and
bird.
And what did that bird do?
He didn't have batteries is what he
did. But what did he, if he had batteries, what was he going to do for
us? Sing.
Or?
Scream.
Or maybe he might.
Talk.
And if he talked rhythmic, in rhythm.
He was a dancing bird.
If he spoke in rhythm, it would be. Spoke in rhythm.
Rap. Yeah, the rapping bird.
Goose boyfriend.
Yes. Goose boyfriend.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Are the batteries
dude.
Dead since it's been sitting in storage for so
the
long?
The batteries are alive.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
And I want to tell you that. So here's what happened. I put this on my desk. Oh. I put batteries in it. I went away for Christmas break. I turned it on.
Yeah.
And I gasped. I took a video. It wowed me, audience. And I said, Rainey, you have my permission to do a Goose Boyfriend reveal when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone cleaned my office. How dare they?
And they took it to storage?
And they put it in storage, and he's been missing ever since.
Wait, that's crazy. Why would they take him to storage? You don't think.
Hey, people come in and think.
You don't think what?
You don't think what?
I don't know.
He walked to storage?
You don't think. Conspiracy theory.
You don't think it was.
It was.
It couldn't have been.
It couldn't have been. I don't have anything.
I need the table.
Zach, do you want a bite of the tuna? Oh, whoa, Nelly. This is a warm tuna. The perfect temperature for bacteria.
All right.
Here we fucking go.
Are you fucking ready to see the one, the only Goose Boyfriend?
Is that his name?
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God. He's catcalling.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, oh, he's ready. He said, hey, baby, let's dance.
And he moves so fast.
I just really want to hear the rap.
You can't contain him.
When I put this on my... First of all, look at the bottom of him.
Yeah, it's just whirling. Whirling and swirling. I can't believe we bought this from that knockoff toy store.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a little risque for a kid's toy. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, hey, baby, let's dance.
Which crazy. I want you to know that when I did it on my desk... He shot across the length of my desk at maybe 60 miles per hour out the cannon, just plunging to the floor. And I had to dive to grab this boyfriend. And then he looked me in the eye and he said, hey, baby.
Let's dance.
Hey, baby. Let's dance.
I'm going to put him down over here so we can see how fast he goes.
Yeah, here, I'll film it.
Yeah, he's really moving.
I'm going to put this. It'll be on the official TikTok of the tripod. Let's go.
The tune is pretty creamy, too, as an update.
He's got to go.
He's cornering you, Zach.
Whoa!
Oh, he's like, can't walk that way, gotta walk this way. Oh, can't walk that way, gotta walk this way.
He's wild!
Yeah, dude, he's pretty sick.
I feel like Goose Boyfriend, by the way, is a cheater.
Obviously.
Oh, Goose Boyfriend would, like...
The ultimate fuckboy.
Once he's a cheater, always a cheater, yeah.
Yeah.
Goose Boyfriend.
Hey, baby. Let's dance.
Hey, baby.
Oh, you just kind of took him out of my hand without asking.
Sorry.
I can get a share.
I feel like, Zach, it's a good opportunity for
you
to
learn. Well, you didn't
share.
Put your tuna in my mouth, so I don't know if you're not
he
sharing.
Tried to.
I tried to put my tuna in your mouth. I tried
did.
To shove it deep.
And you, did not.
You didn't want the tuna.
I want the
and
tuna.
I finished it off, but I have a kimchi one and a beef one.
You have a kimchi one?
Yeah.
I want a kimchi one.
You must stop talking with the tuna in your mouth. Also, the tuna.
Wait,
I can
still
smell
in your
it.
Mouth? Put it in my mouth.
I can smell it everywhere.
Zach just asked Miles to spit in his mouth.
It smells like the tuna. Is in my mouth.
No, I understand that it sort of stunk up.
It really did.
I'm really sorry. But I will say, Keith, this is what you get.
I didn't want the sandwich.
No, I know. But I know that's true. But hey, look, If I ate the fig and Iberico ham sandwich out there, it wouldn't smell like tuna.
I agree.
Here.
You've got beef with the production crew.
Well, I know. I'm
hey, Danny.
Let's dance.
Goose boyfriends. The
he's canceled.
We decided, I think, previously that he knows how to gluck gluck. Duck duck.
Yeah, he knows how to duck. Give the duck duck 9,000.
Hey, baby. It meant nothing to me.
It smells like tuna.
It smells a lot like tuna in here. And
all right, I've got a
goose boyfriend.
A segment.
Okay, thank okay. God.
Rainey's big segment.
Big segment. Okay, I gotta pull it up.
Okay,
the musubi is really good.
Goose boyfriend hooks up with your best friend, but then makes you hate her instead of him.
Hey, baby, she came on to me. I'm really full of rice. I think I overordered.
Yeah, how many you got left?
I'll eat the kimchi.
Two.
You've had two? Wow, I
know.
Really...
I had a musubi, and I had a. They're sort of like little hand.
They're like triangles, right?
Yeah, but they're circles.
Oh,
and this one's kimchi, and then the other one's beef.
You had said that you smelled the tuna, and I didn't. But then Miles turned and started talking in my direction, and now I smell the tuna.
You think I smell like a tuna?
I think you smell like tuna.
So this is a TikTok trend.
Crazy how, sorry, one more.
Yeah.
It's crazy how tuna's either red and the most delicious or white and it's smelly.
Yeah, it really has
I think it's cooked versus uncooked.
Yeah. Raw, yum. Cooked,
Okay, Rainey, what's going on here?
Okay, so this is a trend that I participate in where I send these TikToks to my friends and say, you're this one. Tell me which one I am. So
adorable.
Very cute.
So this is, right now I'm looking at a TikTok that says, ask your friends, which type of water are you? The opening image is two girls in a pristine lake floating on their
very
backs.
Clear lake.
And
very
there's
clear
a bunch lake. Of types of water.
Yeah.
Are we going to see them?
So the first one is lake.
Oh, rain.
Oh, rain. River. Oh, sea.
This is really
ocean. Oh, wow. Sexy.
Lake. Oh, yeah. This is, I thought.
Morning dew. Oh.
Yuck.
Okay, I thought I knew, but now I'm a little, this is
we're
tough.
Trying to decide which one Zach is?
All of us.
Let's start with Zach.
Let's start with Zach.
Okay.
Zach to me is backwater creek.
What is that? What's backwater?
Sort of like a backwater, like a
like
stagnant puddle.
That where mosquitoes
brew. I think it's like a little cap of water filled with rainwater in a yard.
No, I actually, But for real, though.
Then you come out and you're like, it hasn't rained in 2 months. What's this doing here?
Yeah, it's getting, how's it wet?
And you get near it and your mom's like, don't touch that water.
Don't touch that.
It's bad water.
I could see you as a backyard swimming pool.
Oh, I agree.
Above ground or under?
Oh, in ground.
In ground
backyard swimming pool with a pool house.
I'm Lux.
You get the picture.
I'm Lux. That rocks. I'm on
It's
board.
Got one of those big golden inflatable swans floating. It's upside
automatic
down.
Automatic cover.
Oh, the one you can walk on?
Yes.
You know what I would love to be?
What's
that? My God. I would love to be one of those infinity fountains that just kind of like recycle their own water and trickle down like from like one to another,
cool.
to another, to another, and then back up.
Just a fountain
with a pump in it.
Oh, with the pump.
It's a fountain with a pump.
It's a fountain. Most fountains have a pump. That's what makes them fountains.
That's a good point.
It's not just wasting water. It's not just a hose turned on. It's not just a hose on a statue.
Heath, you are
wasting water, just putting water into the ground.
You are blowing my mind right now.
It'd be so fucking wasteful.
Man, I don't afford to just run that Bellagio fountain show every single week.
It's just wasting so much water. Oh, that's funny. Keith, I actually get...
water fountain?
Waterfall?
Mmm, delicious.
Water fountain.
I was going to say waterfall or river.
River for sure.
River for
sure. What makes me a river?
I don't know. There's something about the South and you see those beautiful rivers and you're sort of like, you and your friends get all messy in them.
You move fast. You move fast. You have places to be.
There's little tadpoles.
You're
up there,
you're grabbing poles.
I don't know. Yeah, okay, cool. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm any of these bodies of water.
There's kind of like you step in it and you're like, where even is the bottom? It's all like there's like a
the
murky
murk.
Layer that's like
I'm just not sure if I'm water.
Ooh.
You know?
Water.
What do you think that you're earth?
I think I'm more earth or plant life than water.
Speak on that. Why do you think that? What's your thought process?
You think you're tree?
I think I'm tree. Don't you guys think I'm tree?
I guess I.
Not quite the prompt.
Maybe there's trees next to you, but you're
not tree.
You're type of water, bro.
I don't think I'm water.
We're doing types of water.
I just don't feel like they represent me.
What about steam?
Okay, that's better.
What about water? That 80% of water that humans are. Humans are 80% water.
But I don't believe that for a second.
Have you seen my bones?
Have you seen me?
I'm full of bones.
I'm
got to be mostly bone.
Dry.
If I was one of the water, I guess I could be river. I just think river's too adventurous for me. I don't think I'm cool enough to be
Are
river.
You too full?
Zach,
I'll take it. I just, because it was a bit. I thought I was doing
Zach
it as a,
just rejected my kimchi.
Because I don't want to take your food. If you want to give me your kimchi, I would love your kimchi.
Zach, I couldn't be more full.
Okay, then I'll take it.
But I feel like you didn't want my
kimchi bite
that's a little, it's the perfect temperature for bacteria. It's not hot. It's not cold. It is room.
Yeah. Wow. This is lightly warm. I would say this is a tepid meal.
My sister. We have a family friend named Luke, and my sister thought lukewarm meant the bath water that Luke liked.
That's so fucking funny, Rainey.
That's insane.
Oh God, I love that.
Luke's like 12.
Well, it's lukewarm. You know how Luke likes his water.
Okay, I figured out what maybe I am.
Oh. Yeah.
I think I'm a little whirlpool.
I like that.
Like, because they suck things down. You know, they're just swallowing.
You didn't like that, Zach?
I didn't care for that.
It's just kimchi and rice.
Didn't she fall into the whirlpool?
I don't know. Didn't they find her plane recently?
They found Amelia?
They think they might have.
Someone thinks. It was in the in an email roundup I read this morning.
They think they found her plane because it's in the place that maybe it would be if it did go down where they think it did.
You know, I saw TikTok yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And you come to us for the hard facts.
First of all, I want to get back to Amelia.
Yeah.
I was Amelia Earhart freshman year of college for Halloween.
Tasteful?
You didn't say for Halloween for a while, and I just
it was confusing. I was the Amelia Earhart of my
freshman class. Well, I just am now realizing I saw a TikTok about how rice doesn't keep very well.
Yeah.
Well,
very
fried
dangerous.
Rice on the counter, it can really hurt you.
Or rice in general.
Yeah. I also saw that TikTok.
Cooked rice.
So.
And pasta.
What's so special about Amelia Earhart?
I love her. I don't know why.
Sorry.
She was
you
like,
ignorant slut.
She was like one of the most famous first female pilots. And
first female to fly around the world.
Yeah,
she tried to fly around the world.
She didn't make it.
They think she got eaten by crabs, right?
I've heard this.
No, they think that she landed on an island.
That where crabs rip your body right now.
Crabs rip your body to shreds.
Oh,
she landed on
that's a bad way to go.
Crab Island?
Crab Rangoon Island. She did. And they were like, oh, they found a skeleton. Is it Amelia's?
I don't know. She survived a plane crash.
Got out and then was
like, out and was like, oh, thank goodness I lived. I don't think so.
No!
I think she probably just crashed in the ocean.
No, they think it was crabs. Well, I think that they found a skeleton. They were like, it makes sense of her trajectory that she would have saw the plane was having a problem and then put it down.
She's that bitch.
Because she is that bitch.
Why would she have chosen Crab Island?
She didn't know.
If she was really that bitch,
she would have been like,
no, not there.
She didn't know there was
That's crab.
Crab
Island.
That's crab. Man, I do think about that sometimes. Yes Theory, I feel like, did a video about this, but they went to one of those islands. They went to Crab Island. They went to one of those islands that's it's like the hardest place to fucking get.
Oh, yeah. I think I actually
world.
Watched that.
But
one.
I was like, those little tiny
that
islands.
That was the YouTube
nowhere.
Title, The Hardest Place to Fucking Get.
Kind of a hot YouTube title.
It's kind of funny.
But no, it was, they went to some island in the middle of the ocean that is like only a plane once a.
The most.
Rural. Like, yeah. It's like the most rural place you can go, but it has but it has a plane that goes there.
Yeah.
And it was really fucking cool. And it just had me thinking about like, wow, like who are the people that live there?
I wonder how, like if your community is that small, how do you fall in love? You have to fall in love with like a family friend pretty much.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
That's
or go off
know.
Island.
How many degrees of cousin until we're okay with it?
Ooh.
Well, I think it's legal to marry your second cousin.
So that's Miles' answer. He'd fuck his second cousin.
I didn't say that. However, No. I think that that is, there's a law about it.
What is third cousin?
Third cousin, you're barely related.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what, that's my,
it's like, I don't know my third country cousin. Country.
Who even it, is?
It's someone else's, it's your like a cousin.
Third cousin is like, your cousin's cousin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so first cousin is your cousin, right? Your
my
your,
uncle's.
So Henry would be second cousins with the person who's my first cousin.
Yeah.
Their child is Henry's third cousin. I'm right. pretty sure is how it works.
So I think we got to go fourth or fifth cousin.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
I don't know. I honestly stopped paying attention for just a moment to look up if there were ever any videos of crabs ripping a human apart. Found none. Found none.
That's good.
And then Miles started talking about cousin fucking.
No, excuse me. Zach started talking about fucking your cousin.
Play the tape back. It was Miles.
It was definitely Zach.
There are no recorded video of crabs ripping apart any people that I could find. And I found the thing about the crab that could have ripped out Amelia Earhart. They just attack big birds. Big birds are nowhere as big as humans. Except for the ostriches. And they definitely don't attack ostriches.
Yeah,
they're big talking like cranes.
What about hurt people? If she was injured...
Oh, that's a good point.
I just don't.
Go get back to Google and we'll talk about cousins.
I'm on the article about it.
Yeah. I think about it all the time, like Pilgrim.
The remains of this skeleton were shipped to Fiji for further analysis, but were subsequently lost.
Oh, they lost it? That's so
they
lost
they buried the it. They lost the bones at sea.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Technically, after finding
Amelia
someone
Hare.
Who had been lost.
Lost at sea? That is so fucking embarrassing.
Wait, so Miles, you started a sentence, I think, a lot about pioneers. Yeah. What was the end of that?
How are you going to end that one?
No, it was an interesting sentence.
Are you going to end that sentence?
Let me end it. So I think a lot about pioneers and when they first saw different types of animals and how it must have just been like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like hippos?
Or you think about like magical animals, not even that cool.
What?
You think about that a lot?
I do.
Also,
I did. Jack, Zach, while you're thinking about like whatever Twitter drama is going on, I'm thinking about big animals and pioneers. And I'm thinking about how, whether or not the food I just ate is going to make me sick because I taste tuna only.
You still taste
hippos
tuna?
Hippos probably weren't, they were probably known.
Well, just the first person to have seen
see
a hippo
it.
Within a culture that didn't know about hippos yet.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on? They're just beasts.
They're
or like
beasts.
My dog.
Their mouths are insane looking.
They're really wild.
Just
you ever watch videos of them smashing down on a watermelon?
Yes. I love
I like
those videos.
Yeah.
So I fall asleep.
I think you'd be a little freshwater lake.
Oh.
Me?
Yeah.
Freshwater, huh?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know in Bug's Life where the ants are carrying that little water droplet?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's you.
A I drop of water.
That's me.
All right, so a I'm fucking drop dirty of water in a
pond scum. Zach's pond scum. Keith's the river.
Keith's a tree.
I'm the holy water. Keith's a tree. Keith's a
I said I was a whirlpool, but you guys elected river, so I'll take it.
Yeah. And then Rainy is
go through those again because at first I thought river based on this photo. You have a very woodsy vibe.
Rainy is the mist that makes you forget.
You're not sea, not a chance.
I don't think
sea. You're not ocean.
Definitely not ocean.
I haven't even heard of that.
I can see.
Or morning dew, I also can see.
I think she wants to be morning dew, but
but
we're not there yet.
That girl's a honestly, rain is not bad.
Rain's not
it's
bad.
It's obvious.
A little too
I'm
on
going,
the nose.
Based on these photos, I'm going river.
What about a mountain spring?
Ooh.
I could give that to you.
What about
thank
it?
You.
What
about,
like you create... You create water from underneath.
Just, melted ice.
I do wonder about that. Have we checked in on that?
What?
Where does it... We should ask Hank Green when he was here. Where does the spring come from, and is it forever? Because it's like, I guess
does water keep rolling down the mountain?
It's keep fucking coming up.
I think
up.
It's from the clouds.
Wait,
the
that's a really good question.
Gets what? Sucked into the ground and then gets spat out of its hole.
Oh, look.
Because, like, mountains are tall, right? That's where the water likes to hang out when it's being air.
It's your dead
when water's like being air for a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
It likes to hang out up tall.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
The tall mountains scrape it, and they get, oh, dang, and I'm on the rock now. And then enough of them get together, and their surf tension's like, okay, let's slide. And they all start sliding. They grab their other friends as they go, and then they get absorbed into the ground.
Mm.
And then they go deeper in the ground. And then they go, ooh, there's a little pool of my friends here. And then eventually the friends get so tall that they come out whatever hole spring starts from.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's about it, I think, everybody, except for one more thing. which is, of course, guidance, some way to help improve whatever's going on internally with you. And for that, we turn to our in-house guru.
There was a second hey baby at the end of that. I think he said dance together?
Jump.
Wait, there's going to be another one.
Look at his hand motion. It's like jerking off. He's going like this.
He's tapping his toe.
Make a pose.
I thought you said show me those toes. Whose boyfriend likes that dirty?
It's time for advice that'll go for miles. Miles Montagnore.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation. Go. It's advice that'll go for miles. Advice that'll go for miles.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Ooh, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Let's dance.
Have you ever wanted your life to be so nice that it's literally doing the dirty twice?
Yes.
I'm here to tell you about something that's going to get you that good, good, all for the low, low price of coupon code you.
You.
You. Like,
beautiful.
Really? I've recently been taking a multivitamin.
I knew it was going to be a multivitamin.
Hell yeah.
I understand that sometimes it's just shit that you piss out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for a fact. However, I've also been getting life-altering, earth-shattering leg cramps at night.
Oh.
And they cause me so much pain that it's unbelievable.
It's like Charlie Horse?
It's like a Charlie.
Yeah.
And or a Miles horse. And but it's really just like it's that, oh, and it's so, if you've ever gotten a leg cramp before, you understand that it is like it's the most painful thing of all time. And I've been in lots of pains before.
Yeah.
So I'll have one of these. And somebody online, some quack, said it was a magnesium thing, that magnesium and potassium and having a lack of thereof of make you have leg cramps sometimes. And also being dehydrated and stuff.
It's dehydration.
So I've been tracking my sleep. I got one of those rings that I don't want to give. Yeah. I've been tracking my sleep and I get like a score every day and I don't sleep well. And it tells me like how much deep sleep I'm getting versus REM which, with chronic pain, like it really affects me. And I also know it's bad. I see how many times I'm tossing and turning at night. So my sleep score has been bad. It's been worse than all my friends. And so finally I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this magnesium shit that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Took it last night. My score went up 10 points.
What?
It's supposedly, and look, Zach and I are not doctors, and I want to clarify.
I feel, by the way, in my mind, I'm like, this is a scam. This is a ruse.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. But
a lot of people I know, and this is just full ass, not even, placebo effect's very powerful too.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people I know are like, magnesium's kind of that good.
Becky's been on the magnesium and she's been sleeping much better the last few weeks.
It's
been helpful for her. She falls asleep like that, almost in a rude way to me. You know?
Yeah, that's how I fall asleep.
We both lay down.
Oh, she's out.
2 minutes go
and
by.
I feel like she used to have trouble sleeping more.
Yeah.
So that's really good. That's awesome.
According to my app, I'm not getting enough deep sleep. If anyone's got any recs, let me know. And by deep sleep, I'm talking about the difference between REM and light. I'm talking about that deep.
How do you get really deep?
Hmm. I don't know.
I feel like I go deep. And
it feels deep, yeah.
It feels like a deep sleep.
I had 31 minutes of deep sleep last night, and that was my highest ever.
That's one of those magical rings that tracks your shit?
Well, I'll give them free promo if they give me like a coupon or something.
They did sponsor us at one point.
I know they did. And Maggie got it, and I got jealous.
Oh.
I like the idea of tracking my shit like a video game. Like, that does, I think, bring me joy.
I don't think I could do it because if I got a notification on my phone, you didn't get good sleep, I'm tired the rest of the day, whether I'm tired or not.
Yeah. I do agree with that, where you, even if you were feeling good already, you're like, oh, well, turns out I actually didn't feel good.
But what about the inverse? I get a readiness score, and it's hey, Zach, you're ready to crush today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
That I like.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah. That's cute.
But
that's
then nice. It also tracks my activity, and I don't appreciate that.
You're
screen time?
It's hard to work.
No, how, like, physically physical I was.
I think that, yeah, I'd like to get more physical.
Every
exercise.
Single morning, I'm like, I can't do it. There's no way I'm going to be able to wake up. And then I have a cup of coffee, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I can do it.
I thought about this morning. I had a eureka moment, okay? Mm. I wake up. Every morning's the same. I wake up, I snooze. I wake up, I snooze. Mm-hmm. I scroll on my phone. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm just looking for something. Mm-hmm. But in mornings, I found something that I like to do. I like playing pickleball. I go with Jared Popkin. It's like, it's a joy, right? Yeah. And so on days that I'm going to do that before work, I jump right out of bed.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
And I go, and I realize what I'm looking for is serotonin. I need something to look forward to jumpstart my day. Now,
Zach needs purpose.
Oh, I definitely
He doesn't
do.
Find it here. He has that pickleball.
I will say, Zach, I love the idea of waking up. Woo! I love the idea that you have a fun little thing every morning you look for. To me, that was coffee. Recently, coffee feels
not
like
enough.
It's wet. It's just throwing water on a hippo. It's like, who gives a fuck?
And a wet hippo with that.
I'll drink a whole Chemex and be like, nothing. I'm doing nothing for me.
Well, yeah. And to complete my thought, I realized
it comes in waves. I feel like I probably need to take a break.
And I realized that like by scrolling through my phone, I'm looking for that endorphin, right? Because I'm looking for that serotonin because like, you know, all of social media use is a slot machine. You are refreshing it, hoping that it's going to be that one day that you wake up and you're like, oh, shit, crazy thing happened on
Jack Harlow and this person are dating.
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy. Wow. Yeah,
every day can't be grumpy.
Or like Miles posted a really sick TikTok and it's going to make me so happy. Right?
Thanks for watching.
We're always looking.
Yeah, I'm always looking, and it's never that good. And I'm always come on, man.
It's always a bad TikTok.
So what I need is that little treat that's going to make me wake up and go, oh, fuck yeah. I'm alive.
No, that's nice. Yeah.
You go on your phone, and you're like, endorphin, please.
And I haven't found it, and I'm looking, and I would like to feel good.
I like that, Zach.
I agree
with that.
Right now, I wake up to Henry saying, it's time to eat.
Yeah,
so I make him a little bottle. And then he has his little bottle, and then he finishes the bottle. And he's first upset, and then he looks at me and goes,
then he's happy. Then he's ready
to party. And I'm curious, when you wake up, I imagine you're sleepy, but it's like, hey, it's Henry time.
Well, first it's purpose. Yeah, Henry needs to eat.
Yeah, you're fulfilling a duty.
I have to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Get him the bottle, and then get him eating it. And then I'm sort of half asleep with him, watching him because he holds the bottle himself. He's strong.
That's awesome.
He's great at chowing down.
Yeah, I'll say the duty. Once you fulfill the duty, then it becomes fun because it's like, yeah, I wake up, I go in, and Julian's like, bah, 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 and I go in, and he's always now his new thing. He's looking at the books and he's going, buh.
Oh, he's a scholar. Are you kidding me? I love that.
First thing, he's in his little sleep sack, he's in the crib, and he goes, buh. And he wants a little book, and then I hand him a couple books, and he goes, yeah.
That's so
And he's
cute.
Looking at him. He's looking at his little books. He's going, woo. He's looking at the pages, and then we go have milk.
He can turn the pages by himself?
Oh, yeah. He's fully running around my home.
He's a scholar.
Wow.
It's psycho. It's crazy.
That's so exciting.
Really wild. Yeah. But
he's a reader. He probably reads more books than me.
But it is sort of this blend of duty he does, by the way. Me and Sarah were just being like, okay, well, January, I think I read over 100 books. no, it is sort of like the bound between duty and then being like, okay, all right, now I'm up.
You
now
said
I want
duty
that.
So many times, and it rocks. You know that bullshit TikTok you showed us has 3.2 million likes?
People are so simple. What rate are you? And everyone's like, what we all really want to know is what type of
water. Is there one for trees?
What type of tree are you? Big, small?
There's one for vibes. But
we don't have time. I'm interested in that. Let's start next episode.
Should I have, at this point, I'm worried about the rice. Should I have the extra
beef? Put it in the fridge.
Keith, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
If you eat rice that's been out on the counter for more than 2 hours, you might get sick. And if you do get sick, you might even die. It's true. People have died from it.
I swear.
The tripod.
Have a good ass week, and Miles, best of luck to you.